It's Dino on the line with Neil Sanderson from 3 Days Grace. How are you doing today, Neil?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I guess you're really excited. You've got a new album coming out, and of course, we just heard the new single, The Mountain. Tell me a little bit about the futuristic sound of The Mountain and the message behind the song.
Well, as far as sonically, you know, we've always experimented with some dark electronic elements and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we were a little, on this record as a whole, we were a little influenced by, like, you know, anywhere from Zombie to Nine Inch Nails, but even to, like, some of the production on, like, the Weekend records and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, so, you know, we like to kind of create that landscape that when the guitars come in, it can go from atmospheric to really, like, a punch in the face, you know. So the message, I think, you know, The Mountain is about waking up to your own reality and facing it, not having any other option, no matter what your circumstances are. Just kind of, you know, having to put one foot in front of the other and having the courage to take one day at a time. And for some people, that's like striving to reach the absolute top. But for others, that's just like, you know, just trying to survive. You
yeah.
Know, try to get by. And
or,
try to
or like me, getting out of bed.
Yeah, no, dude, trust me. I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, I don't know whether maybe there's more chemical imbalance in our brain sometimes mm-hmm. or whatever. But I think sometimes, you know, it's for a lot of people, like, every day is a roller coaster. Some days you wake up and you just feel great, can't wait to take on the world. And other days, you're right, you can't even get out of bed and you'd rather just, like, stay in the darkness. And it's hard to explain why exactly.
Right, yeah. So you got to find that inner strength and try to have a life that's not better living through chemistry, right?
Dude, that's what this song is about, man. You nailed it.
Neil, tell me about the new album. That's called The Outsider, right?
Yeah, it's called Outsider. It's dropping March 9th. And, you know, the title just kind of reflects a common thread that goes through a lot of the songs, which is, you know, yearning to escape, like, sort of the craziness and the chaos and the sensory overload in the modern world around us. Not exactly knowing how to escape that. You know, without, like, becoming, you know, a weirdo and, you know, destroying all your relationships and being reclusive or something. But just, you know, just kind of asking the question, how do we stay sane and in sort of all of this craziness around us? And you know, just wanting to kind of, you know, take a journey to the outside of the bubble and actually be able to look at it from a distance. And I think that's what Outsider really represents in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, for me, 3 Days Grace, you know, it kind of hit me, of course, in 2003. We all heard I Hate Everything About You, and then everybody was hooked. And then you had like a decade of just big hits and, you know, best-selling albums. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, your singer, Adam Gontier, he just leaves. And then in comes Matt Walst, and he takes over for the Human Record in 2015. Now, what was that transition like for you guys as a band going out on tour, having Matt come in and take over the lead vocal situation?
First of all, he's our bass player's younger brother.
Right.
So we grew up together, and, you know, actually, it's been 5.5 years, and I've damaged my short-term memory. So, but, we always have considered, you know, this band and this whole experience to be a journey. And sometimes, you know, life is about chapters and stuff. So, in a way, it's really exciting to go and like, go in a different direction, and I guess it was meant to be. You know, at the time, there was a lot of confusion, I guess, from the fans and from us as well, or whatever. But, you know, 5.5 years later, it's amazing to look back and see how far we've come. But at the same time, we've got our heads down and just we're going full steam ahead. And to have a record like this in our back pocket that we're dropping in a matter of weeks is so exciting. The passion is still, like, you know, sitting with your bros, having a bunch of hang time, making music together, and then, you know, the notion that we can share it with the world at this level is just extremely exciting. So we're wake up every day excited, and that's all you can really ask for. We try to wake up excited, except for that chemical imbalance that you were speaking of a few minutes ago.
Yeah, better living through chemistry, right?
That's a great line.
Now, did it make it easier that Matt was Brad's brother as far as the cohesion and the chemistry forming faster?
Sure, sure, yeah. I mean, the fact that we knew him since he was like, you know, we were like 17-year-olds in Brad's basement, like, you know, smoking and jamming, and he was like 10 years old over playing with Hot Wheels in the corner. You know what I mean? over and above that, I mean, once, you know, he had his career going with My Darkest Days, mm-hmm. And you know, even before that, he co-wrote on the first 3 Days Grace album, you know.
Right.
So we had, and I did some co-writing with My Darkest Days as well. So we've always been sort of creative, collaborative together. So that definitely helped, you know what I mean? That we had already written songs together and had some, you know, some sort of like vibe artistically together that we were really comfortable on that front. Because I could only imagine Total Stranger comes in and like songwriting, like from the heart with a group of people is really, you have to kind of like trust each other
right.
a great deal. It's hard to do it with like total strangers or dickheads or anything.
Right. Yeah. You're pretty vulnerable so, when you're doing that.
Sure. Yeah. If you want to write something that's like, that is like, is a dagger straight to the heart and not some sort of contrived poetic bullshit.
Right. You know? I understand. Now, so it's cool that Matt finally made it to the big boy table. So good for him.
Yeah, and you know what? He was really able to feel some artistic freedom on this album, I think. You know,
right.
It took a few years, but and I think that you can hear that in the songwriting and in the vocal delivery.
All right, so as you said, you love making music with the guys and hanging out, doing your thing. You guys are ready to get into a tour bus and go around the world, huh?
Well, right now we're like on a treadmill.
Baby steps.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, there's, you know, we're not getting any younger, and the 90-minute shows, they stay the same length. And so, you know, and so, like, yeah, it sucks getting a rude awakening on stage, especially if it's, like, maybe down there where it's, like, 100, you know, it'd be 104 degrees or something
sure,
like that.
Yeah.
And you haven't made plans to be able to handle that behind the drums can suck.
Yeah.
So,
it's
yeah.
a pretty physical job that you have, and then you add a little bit of heat and, you know, a couple beers, and then, yeah, things yeah. can go awry really quick.
Yeah. Well, with the beer thing, you do, I mean, beer is mostly water. You got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, there you go. I like the rationale there. So when can we expect you guys here in our area, down in Tucson or just in Arizona?
Well, we're gearing up for like a big, a few things that aren't confirmed or announced yet. So they're kind of on the DL, and we're kind of, to tell you the truth, I'm going to know more in a few days, but I know that we're going to be doing figure eights around the U.S. and Canada and stuff. And, you know, I mean, we're the same band that just like, we're addicted to going up on stage and touring and stuff like that. We're all workaholics when it comes to that. So, we're going to be out all this year. We're going to be out all next year too, you know?
All right. So get on that treadmill.
I'm on it as we speak, bro.
All right. Keep that heart rate up. Neil Sanderson, drummer for 3 Days Grace. The new single is called The Mountain, and the new album Outsider is out again in March.
March 9th.
All right. Thanks so much, Neil.
All right. Thank you. See you soon.